This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening.
It's okay.
An attack in Central Europe today. Three separate bombings. The target was Brussels. People streaming from transportation hubs, the airport and railway station. The smoke from the bombings drifting through the headquarters of the European Union. The airport was a scene of chaos inside, the city in lockdown, its terror alert the highest ever, level 4. Malbik Metro Station, one of the targeted hubs located close to EU buildings, is also near a neighborhood known to be heavily Muslim, with numerous suspects and investigations of Islamic radicalism going back many, many years. Today, Belgian troops are patrolling the streets. Cell phone networks are jammed as users are urged not to call and text. And security has been beefed up at Belgian nuclear plants across Europe and even considerations in the United States. Security has been stepped up after French President François Hollande has called this an attack on the whole of Europe. There have been hundreds injured and at least 24 killed at this point. President Obama spoke about the attacks earlier today from Havana, Cuba.
We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite. We must be together, regardless of nationality or race or faith, in fighting against the scourge of terrorism. We can and we will defeat those who threaten the safety and security of people all around the world.
Jan-Philipp Albrecht is a member of the European Parliament and vice chair of the Civil Liberties and Home Affairs Committee. He described how this very alarming day began for him.
I was going to the European Parliament office this morning at about 8 o'clock, and I was looking to my Twitter account and was informed about the attacks to the Brussels airport, which of course shocks everybody, especially at such a morning, because we know that members of the European Parliament, for example, or others are just arriving at that time at the Brussels airport normally in such a sitting week. And also just 1 hour later or half an hour later, we heard about the blast at the metro station, which is right 100 meter, 200 meter next to the European Parliament, where many people arrived to get to work in the morning. So it was really a shocking moment.
And you could see the smoke and the exodus taking place from the railway station.
Actually, we didn't see the smoke directly, but later on, it was clearly visible and people were just getting off that area. And we heard all the sirens of the police and soldiers being deployed around. And of course, people really trying to get in wherever they can get in, because everybody didn't really knew what was going on and what was perhaps happening still.
Were you confused about whether to stay in place in the building or evacuate?
Actually, I was already in the building of the European Parliament, and it was completely locked down immediately after the knowledge of these attacks. So since then, we get communications to either stay in the offices of all the EU institutions or go home immediately if we are outside and stay there, because the situation is still not resolved and there's still the highest security alert in the whole city of Brussels.
Brussels, of course, has been a crossroads of Europe for hundreds of years. It's certainly the case that this would be one of the most tragic examples of what that actually means.
It is clearly a tragic moment. It's also a moment in which we have to learn very clearly that the different national systems in place, security, police, intelligence in Europe, didn't cooperate that closely that it was possible to also get track of those terrorists. And I think we need to learn about being together better in Europe also on those matters.
You know, in many of the crises financially in Europe, the discussion has always been you can't have financial reality or rationality without stronger central governance in Europe. It would seem that attacks like this suddenly change that argument and make it essential that there be some sort of centralized security governance in any case.
It's certainly the case, and it's not new. We are having this debate latest since last year, where there have been these two very severe attacks in Paris where we learned that it's not possible anymore to just draw some inner European borders and then think that you're safe still. So we need to talk about stronger EU governance in this area. But we also need to talk to not repeat mistakes. I think it's important that we are safeguarding democracy, rule of law, and civil liberties also in these dark times of huge security threats, and that we work with the tools we have to get track the best of those terrorists.
John Philip Albrecht, what is the inner threat as you see it right now, and as the EU sees it, and as the Belgians see it? And really, some have described this as an attack on Europe. How does Europe see this internal threat?
I really think that most of the Europeans realize that the threat is the weakness of security authorities in Europe not cooperating enough to get track of these people, because we don't... it's not that we don't have information about these people. In most of the cases, in recent attacks, let it be also in Brussels, in Paris, in Toulouse, in Copenhagen, there have been known suspects to most security authorities, but information haven't been followed up, information haven't been exchanged properly. So we need to work intensively on improving that. And then talking about also the sources and the origins of such a threat. And that is, of course, also to learn that many of these terrorists have been jailed in prisons, radicalized there, have been nationals of European states. So we need to talk about the sources of those radicalization.
I can well imagine Le Pen in France and some of the nationalist politicians in Germany calling immediately for deportations and expulsions. What's your answer to that?
I really think that we need to distinguish between those terrorists coming here or being here even already as nationals, trying to disrupt rule of law, democracy, freedom, to attack our values, and those who are fleeing, for example, from Syria, from exactly these terrorists going on, the Islamic State or so-called Islamic State trying to attack not only our values, but also their lives. And we need to distinguish and make clear that we are open to each and everyone who is with us in a free, liberal society, staying to our values and defending them and tracking these terrorists who want to overcome it. And that is the most important task. And we shouldn't hear to those populists too much who are trying to connect the dots in a way which is completely arbitrary and wrong.
Finally, if this turns out to be a declared retaliatory attack against the arrest of the suspect in the Paris bombing, If that's the case, if this definitely follows that arrest, then ISIS appears to have demonstrated, or whoever's behind this, that they can attack at will at any time, a time of their choosing. And that would suggest that Belgium is a center of ISIS and Islamist radicalism in Europe.
I wouldn't be too quick with those assumptions, because it creates perhaps also a picture which makes it too easy for others to evade responsibility. I think it's in the center of Europe, it's in the center of the Western liberal societies that we have such a problem and such an attack. And we need to stand together now. We need to approach this and not give in to it. And face those who try to get rid of our foundations. So that's the moment where we need to really stand together and stand for our values and say clearly that we won't give in to those terrorists, and that they may not just threaten us, but that we may and should be better to just get our laws enforced and get these people locked down as soon as possible.
Jan Philip Albrecht is member of the European Parliament and vice chair of the Civil Liberties and Home Affairs Committee. He spoke with us from Brussels in the European Parliament building, just a few hundred meters from the bombing in the Central Railway Station. Jan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We go now to Claude Moraes, also a member of the European Parliament representing London. He was on his way to Brussels before the airport was closed. He says this attack will change how Europeans think about segregated neighborhoods in large urban areas and how that complicates security across all of Europe.
I think it's an attack on Brussels, an attack on Belgium, and within that, an attack on the EU quarter, because it is well known that Brussels contains the highest concentration Belgium contains the highest concentration of so-called foreign fighters, that is jihadists, many of whom are homegrown, and that is a big problem in Belgium. So there was some sad inevitability, tragic inevitability to this attack. So yes, the scale of it is shocking, but it is an attack on Belgium as a whole. And there was a very tragic and sad inevitability to this kind of attack. But even then, the scale of it is shocking.
Can communities that are mixed, can maintain trust between Muslims and Christians and other ethnicities, can they fight this from within?
They can fight it, and they are doing it every day in Europe. Communities are living close to each other. The tensions, of course, will always be there, but European communities have been living together for hundreds of years. The tensions we're facing today are a very big challenge. There's no question of it. And the tensions being caused are very, very severe. But the issue, I think people know that there is a specific issue of jihadism within Europe that is causing particular terrorist attacks. And I think that is well known. And it's a question of ensuring that that specific target is isolated and understood so that society as a whole is not affected. Because obviously, you know, there are millions of Muslims across Europe, and there have been for a long, long time. So it is a question of understanding what the threat is. But of course, wider tensions will be caused by this.
Claude Moraes is a member of the British Labour Party, who's been a member of the European Parliament representing London since 1999. Claude Moraes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.